Thanks for joining us this afternoon on KUNM. This week, we've been exploring the concept of sustainability. We've already heard about opportunities for people to learn how to create an urban homestead and what some New Mexicans are thinking about living more sustainably. But sustainability isn't just for the backyard gardener. It's showing up in university classrooms around the country, in economics, environmental studies, and architecture courses. Tim Milstein teaches a communications class at the University of New Mexico. It's called Ecoculture, Humans, Culture, and the Environment.
Students' light bulbs about sustainability issues are on. They kind of come in with them on. And I think the moments are often when we start to discuss concepts that help them really identify what those light bulbs are about.
Miguel Santisteban is a farmer up near Taos and a PhD student.
This is the Renaissance. This is the time we've been waiting for. Now we are going to be amazed at what our potential is for healing, for putting this thing back on track. We're going to take it back.
Santisteban teaches a UNM class, but he also does lectures and presentations at schools, like the Albuquerque Academy's Sustainability Conference earlier this month. He likes to talk to young people about how to work in harmony with animals and crops. He had them guessing which kinds of heirloom seeds were in baby jars that he passed around the room.
Remember I was telling you about culture? Check this out.
Yo soy del norte, trabajo la tierra.
Timma Milstein also guides her college students through an examination of not only how they're relating to nature as an individual, but how the culture that surrounds you can shape your views.
You have to fundamentally start to question the way you live. And that's really difficult. I think that it's in some ways easy to avoid asking those questions if you don't read certain large news stories like about, you know, climate crisis, or you kind of try to avoid those stories that would seem depressing or like you can't do anything about them. But when you start to engage in these ideas and engage in the issues, you at once have to confront some very serious realities.
Milstein encourages her students to use new media tools like YouTube for their projects. She says it helps empower them to speak for themselves, share what they're learning, and be part of a broader conversation about sustainability.
I think we all know that deep down inside, that a good life is really one of deep connection and meaning, but it's kind of maybe we don't talk about it that way, or we're embarrassed to say it.
That's Greg Orefici. He recently visited sustainability studies at UNM to talk about living roots. Orefici is a director at the Study Abroad program. It sends students to eco-villages around the world. These are intentional communities that are developing or maintaining sustainable practices. They help people live well and support the environment. Students study projects that address economic, social, and environmental sustainability.
It's the family. It's the community. When you get together and you're all like have a common purpose or a common festival, or, you know, it feels right. And for people to really get back to that, or to make it into a 21st century kind of version of that, I think would be really satisfying, deeply satisfying.
Student interest in connecting to other people and the environment over these issues has led to additional courses at UNM that address sustainability. Program coordinator Terry Horger says this type of study also makes students more competitive.
The companies that may be hiring them, or if they're talking about maybe starting their own company and a bank or some kind of a funding institution is looking at them, they'll know that that student has actually studied the various aspects of sustainability.
Horger says there's a need to secure permanent funding that will allow the program to continue and eventually expand into a full degree program at UNM.
We have a lot of support from a lot of different people telling us that our program is very valuable to this institution, that this program is very valuable to students who graduate from this institution because they know that they're going out in the world, having learned about sustainability, to be sustainable in both their careers and in their personal lives. The question is whether or not our own program can be sustainable.
Today's look at sustainability in academic programs is the final in our series this week on sustainable living in New Mexico. If you'd like more information about any of the programs we mentioned in the series, check out our website, kunm.org/news. I'm Sarah Gustavus.